It's stupid.
It's pointless.
It's irrelevant.
It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. What the heck was that?
That was different.
That was not part of the plan, but what was that? Anyways, okay, well, welcome to the show, everybody. It's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
Wow.
See, this is what happens when you do a live podcast. You just never know. See, for those of you who don't know.
What was that?
By the way, first of all, it's Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. I'm Nevin Barrich. He's Michael Feldman. Blah, blah, blah. MikeandNev.blogspot.com. Yeah, moving on.
Yeah.
One of the things that our listeners may not know is we have a policy that we don't re-record. We go into a podcast and we just go with it no matter what, just to kind of, because even though we record it ahead of time and kind of, you know, post a couple days later, we like to try to get the randomness. So when mistakes happen,
Wally shows up and takes over the podcast.
We just got to go with it.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was.
That was weird.
Got to talk to our tech guy there.
Who's our tech guy?
Actually, it was you, but then you kind of passed on the responsibilities to me. And I always told you, like, do that at your own risk. Sometimes it just doesn't, we don't know what's going to happen.
God.
You know, you put me in charge of things I just don't know. I'm the creativity. You know, you're the one who's supposed to put things together. So when you say, okay, Nev, you're in charge of the theme music. Like, you know, this, you know, that's on a path. I don't know where we're gonna go.
But it's been going so well for so long.
It was a matter of time. It was only a matter of time. Why screw it up?
It was on a downward slope.
Really slippery slope, Mike.
Wow.
You know, I was gonna screw it up at some point.
Well, it's okay.
Well, and speaking of people who have screwed up recently, remember Mel Gibson?
Who?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, Mel Gibson.
So Mel Gibson, and you know, Mel's had definitely issues. He's had a career, and you know, within the past year, he was ridiculed for making racist comments against Jewish people, and then. He's been rumored to have befriended Britney Spears, whose reputation isn't exactly the best right now. So Mel's has taken some hits, and apparently, however, there's been a lot of rumors in the international papers that he will reprise his role as Martin Riggs to do a new Lethal Weapon movie,
wow.
Lethal Weapon 5. Now, what's funny about this, Mike?
God.
A couple things. I love the Lethal Weapon series.
Oh, I do too.
I love it. I think him and Danny Glover really. There may not be two other actors who have such chemistry on the big screen, but my fiance Ramona, ever since Mel kind of said some bad things about Jews, has forbidden us, I say me and her, from seeing any more new Mel Gibson movies.
Wow.
But I'm going to tell you right now, for Lethal Weapon 5, I'm going to make an exception, no ifs, ands, or buts. I'm putting my foot down as a man.
Wow.
That
is a bold statement.
Well, Mike, it's Lethal Weapon 5.
It is Lethal Weapon 5. Also, what's Danny Glover been doing lately?
I don't know.
Like,
I was thinking about that.
Wait a second. Now, was he in Saw? Was that him?
Well, yes, he was in the first
Saw, right?
And he was also in Dreamgirl. And it's funny, which starred Eddie Murphy,
right.
Who we'll talk about in a couple of minutes. So, but that was the last big movie I saw. It was weird seeing him with gray hair. He looked old.
By the way, speaking of, you know Samuel Jackson is like 60 now?
No.
Yeah.
Really?
Dude.
Wow.
What's up with that?
That's weird. I did not know that.
I know. This is the thing. Like, this is the weird thing. It's like these actors, you know, they just become such a part of, like, your psyche, your consciousness, that it's just, you don't think about them aging.
No. What sucks is when you think about that, then you realize you're aging.
Well, yeah.
And how old's Mel Gibson? He's got to be, if he's not 60, he's got to be closing in.
I know.
Wow. That's just so weird.
Yeah.
Wow, so Lethal Weapon 5, and I already have my excuse, by the way.
Yeah.
So if the movie comes out, I'm going to tell Ramona that I'm going out to get some chapstick.
Nevin, you might not want to relate this on the air.
Oh, good point. I shouldn't reveal.
Yeah.
Wait, no, I'll tell you what.
Okay.
Let me tell my plan, and then I'll come up with another plan.
And then you'll divert it.
You know,
okay.
You know,
all right, so we got chapstick.
The plan, get out to get some chapstick, not show up for 3 hours, and then come back and say there was a line. Think it will fly? It was a long line.
Maybe if you say you were at a temple. Like, you know, from last week.
Oh,
you know,
yes.
Maybe if you say you found a temple for a buck.
And it's funny. We'll talk about this a little bit later in the show.
Yeah.
But the letter for this week is from a rabbi.
No way.
Way. And not just a rabbi, a New York rabbi. This is exciting.
That's real.
That's
a real rabbi.
I know. That's like... That's old school right there.
That's
old school New York rabbi.
That's OG.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Or, I guess OR.
OR.
Original rabbi.
Right, I like that. What would OG be?
Original gangster.
Oh.
See, I'm with it.
Wow.
When it comes to the streets,
you are with it.
Yeah.
Wow. Those 4 years at a liberal arts college really paid off there. So, anyways, and
hey,
and in keeping with the whole washed up actor theme,
washed up actor.
Actually, Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
And this is actually official. They're going to do a Beverly Hills Cop 4, and that was one of the series that made him a huge star.
Yeah.
And it's funny. Yeah, I feel a little bit bad for Eddie Murphy because, you know, he's made a career, obviously, out of doing comedies. And he did he had the big role in Dreamgirls a couple years ago.
Right.
And I thought he was excellent, actually.
Yeah.
I was one of many who thought he should have won the Academy Award. Best Supporting Actor, didn't, and since then he's gone back to making dumb comedies.
Yeah.
Interesting, though, that he's going back to reprising his role for Beverly Hills Cop 4, and I don't know how much you remember the movies, Mike, but what's great about this, the whole premise is about someone dying or being seriously injured.
Yeah.
You know, in the first one, his friend died. In the second one, another friend was critically injured.
Right.
In the third one, his boss died.
Right.
The fourth one, I think his goldfish gets killed and he wants revenge. So, why doesn't he take another stab at serious acting? You're an actor. You went to a liberal arts college. You're from the streets, OG. I mean, why?
As an actor from the streets?
Yeah, from the streets.
Thanks to my liberal arts degree?
OG. That stands for original gangster, just so you know.
Where'd you hear that? The thing about Eddie Murphy is he's got a really difficult situation. Mm-hmm. He's got a reputation to uphold. This is the thing that hurts with Eddie Murphy for me. Eddie Murphy is capable of something like Raw.
Mm-hmm.
He's capable of something like Dreamgirls. He's capable of all the brilliant Saturday Night Live things he did in the early days. I mean, those are like some of the best things that have ever been done. And yet, he just seems to be unable, you know, in general, to do things that are like, you know, I mean, things that are better than Pluto Nash.
Right.
Like, it's bizarre. Like, I don't know if he... I don't get it. Like, I guess what it is that he just... There's something in him... Or maybe it's just that he gets paid lots of money.
And he does get paid a lot of money
to do these things.
And I will say, in defense to him, in a lot of the comedies that he does, he plays more than one character, he makes it look effortless. But that's actually much harder than it looks. You have to get in different frames of mind.
Yeah.
There's different makeup, obviously. It makes it very difficult. But you're right. He has that ability. And it's funny. The only actor that really comes to mind that's been able to really make that switch on a consistent basis has been Robin Williams, who's done some great comedies, but has also done some great dramatic roles.
Murray's done a little bit of that.
He's done a little bit. I don't think he's been quite as well. Jim Carrey has tried,
and a couple of them have been okay.
I mean, I really thought he could have been the most successful of all, and I still think he can. I think that
he shouldn't do things like what was that the number
23, which I heard was it's completely awful.
Boy, didn't that look
spectacular. Yeah, that just was not and he's doing dumb comedies recently too, exceptionally dumb. He's really, the thing I think with the issues with Jim Carrey.
Yeah.
I'm a big sequel fan. I think a lot of people like sequels too, and so I commend Eddie Murray for doing Beverly Hills Cop 4.
That was another technical issue
here in beeps everywhere. So we're just going to ignore that. Put that off to
the side.
So he's doing a sequel, Beverly Hills Cop 4. Jim Carrey has a rule against sequels. He does not like doing them. I think the only one he actually did was Ace Ventura, which I think afterwards he said he didn't want to do another sequel. And it's too bad because there've been some great movies of his where they've tried to do sequels without him.
Yep.
The second Mask.
Yeah.
They did a second Bruce Almighty film. Evan Almighty, that was a spectacular disaster, and it's too bad because those could have been great sequels if he had just started them.
Yeah,
you know.
So there you go.
There you go. And just one last thing as far as the washed up actor list, Tom Cruise.
Oh my God.
Yes, Tom Cruise. We're going to talk about Tom Cruise for a couple of seconds. Now his career is obviously
it's been a couple seconds.
We'll talk about it for a couple more seconds.
Oh, okay.
he's taken some lumps lately, but with just everything that's been going on, Katie Holmes, the issues with the Scientology that have really come to the forefront
Oprah.
In recent months. Oprah has this is not. Yeah, it's not. It hasn't been looking good for Tom, but I like what he's done. He's actually has been appearing in some roles that kind of show the lighter side of things. You know, he was in that movie, the summer hit Tropic Thunder, and he actually had it wasn't advertised early on, but he actually had a pretty big role playing the guy who financed the film.
Right.
And it's funny, and you watch that film and you realize, you remember actually how good of an actor he is.
Yeah.
And now he's being rumored to do one of the voices for the upcoming Shrek 4 film that's currently in production. Is this what he needs? Is this kind of like the blueprint for a good actor or actress who's had a distinguished career but has taken some lumps recently to try to get back on track?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I don't know. Tom Cruise to me is... See, the thing is oftentimes actors, it's like something happens in their personal life, or whatever, and it's just... Or, I'm sorry, I'm saying the opposite of what I meant. I'm sorry. I apologize to all the fans out there. I'm a little tired
tonight. Wake up, Mike. Wake up.
Oh, okay. I'm awake now. Okay. No, what I'm trying to say is that oftentimes what happens is actors go for paychecks, right? And so, this is probably like the Eddie Murphy thing we were talking about earlier, where they just take sequels, that are just bad, whatever. Tom Cruise, though, was in like great movies, like Magnolia. Mm-hmm. He was wonderful in Magnolia.
Far and Away.
Like all this good stuff. And then his personal life just collapsed. Like, he just started being stupid. He started, doing all this ridiculous stuff. So he's like, he's the engineer of his own destruction here.
True.
It's not, I mean, personally, it's like not even his movies. So, thing is, what he needs to do is get back in the public's good graces, needs to make, and needs to just be in films.
Right.
Get out there, show that he's a guy,
He needs to be in what they call go movies. Movies that you know are going to be a hit.
Yeah.
Tropic Thunder was definitely one. Yeah. Shrek 4 will be the other.
Absolutely.
I mean, obviously it'll bring him some good money, but beyond that, it will, you're right, it will kind of get him back. I feel like, Ebert Roper here, what does he need to do and get back on track?
Yeah.
Two thumbs up. Thumbs up for me too, Mike. It feels like, I feel like a movie critic. Don't you feel like a movie critic?
I'm glad you do, Nevin.
Okay.
That's very nice. Nice for you.
It's always been kind of a dream of mine to be a movie critic.
It hasn't been?
It really has. Oh, and wow. I kind of feel like it here. So,
that's really sweet. Okay. Everybody, dreams are realized on Things That Matter with Mike and Nev.
You never know what's going to happen on this show.
No matter how
technical fleeting. Problems.
Dreams.
The perfect segue,
ooh.
Rabbis. And before we get into this week's letter, I'd like to remind you that we always encourage letters from our listeners, and you can write us in a couple of ways. You can write us at mikeandnev@yahoo.com or send us a comment to mikeandnev.blogspot.com. And someone actually pointed out to me recently, Mike, that we haven't done our little plug for the letters in a very long time, which is if we like your letter.
Oh, that's true.
Or I know, I forgot about it. I just kind of slipped my mind. So I'm going to say it. So thank you very much, person who pointed this out. If we like your letter, or we just think we can make fun of it to increase our popularity, we will do so on the air. And this week's letter comes from Nikita in New York. Nikita in New York.
Wow.
Who is a rabbi. Who lives in New York.
It's the coolest rabbi name I've ever heard.
Nikita, isn't it nice?
That's good.
Yeah, Nikita.
Wow.
It's like strong. It's powerful.
Rabbi Nikita.
Yeah. Wow. It works.
Does she charge money for...
I think it might be a he, actually.
Oh, does he charge... I'm sorry, I apologize.
Well,
does he charge money for...
Well, you will find out in a second, because obviously he did write in regards to that. Yeah, for
that's
sure.
That's good. It's not just a random rabbi.
No, it's not a random rabbi. He had a purpose for writing us a letter, and he writes, "Dear Mike and Nev, personally, I'm appalled by charging for religious services.
Excellent.
Speaking as a rabbi, I think this is a pretty forceful statement." Indeed it is. "You are not a bad Jew for not wanting to pay so much. Consider going to a more religious synagogue, and you'll probably find they don't charge at all." And it's signed Nikita in New York. And Mike, I like this letter for one reason and one reason only.
Go.
We now have the confirmation necessary that we do not have to go to temple because of Nikita in New York.
Well,
he basically, he's getting us off the hook.
That is
because
great.
He's saying it's wrong to charge, so I'm going to just read between the lines and say if they charge, don't go.
Oh, yeah. Oh, clearly.
Yeah.
I mean, see, this is clearly a wise man. This is clearly someone who has, what's great about this? It's a combination of a man who clearly loves what he does, right? Clearly respects his teachings and clearly, is like, it's appalling to do this. That's right.
That's
totally
a Jew.
That's
That's a non-contradictory Jew. But you know what?
It's not just a religious Jew, though. That's a Jew living the everyday life.
True. Right?
A Jew who's got to pay gas.
That's right.
Right? Who's got to, you know, got to feed the kids.
That's right.
You know, got to bring, got to pay the bills. Mm-hmm. Right? And he's going, you know what? I'm not paying to sit in a temple, you know, and like, and, you know, just like sing songs. Like, dude, no.
It ain't happening.
It's not happening. You know? And I'm a rabbi.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Like, I probably already paid a lot of money to become a rabbi.
He's basically saying, don't pay to see me. Because it's wrong.
How can you not love this man?
How can you not? I mean, he's right. It is a forced
Nikita,
statement.
I just want to let you know that I may very well be going back to New York in a little bit. I will come hang out with you. I would love to go to your temple. Okay? And I'm not religious, but I won't have to pay.
That's right.
And that would be a beautiful thing.
There you go. You'll get more attendance that way if you don't charge.
Yeah.
And that's just the way of the world so right
to, there. So to the numerous rabbis that are listening to the show right now, take this into account, because there are two Jews right now who are thinking about going to Nikita's temple.
Yeah, just because. I mean, it's free. And I'm guessing there might be cake.
Probably Manischewitz, too.
There, ooh, yeah, I'm a Manischewitz fan. I know. But if you're happy, I'm happy. So,
sure.
All right.
Cool, you know, one, both our dreams are going to be fulfilled. It'll be a critic thing. I get Manischewitz.
There you go.
For free.
There you go. Well, folks, that's going to do it for this week's episode of Things That Matter with Mike and Nev. Don't forget to check us out at mikeandnev.blogspot.com. For Michael Manischewitz Feldman, I'm Nevin Barich. It's the Things That Matter.